Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 120. It's October 16th, 2020. If you're trying to do something efficiently, you're probably stalling. Premature optimization is the root of all evil for engineers, but it's also an excuse that prevents progress in personal goals. Looking for efficiency in daily life is similar to seeking the, quote, best way of doing something. And it's insidious, because the logic isn't all that bad. If I'm going to try and lose weight, I might as well do it in the best and most efficient way possible. Right? Wrong. You need momentum, you need progress, you need forward movement happening right now. The importance of morale is vastly underestimated. I want to lose weight. What are the best exercises to do? Get down right this second and start doing push-ups. Go for a run in whatever clothes you already own. I want to start a SaaS business. What stack should I use? Pick up the phone and call 10 potential customers to see if they want the thing. There might be a parking space closer to the entrance. I'll keep looking. There's tons of parking 50 feet back. Pick a spot and just walk. I want to sell an online course. What's the best way to make a website? Send 5 emails right now to the first 5 people you can think of who might need this. Do not write templates. Bang out the email and hit send. If they actually need the product, they won't care about the typos. All right, this is an essay called Efficiency is an Excuse to Not Do the Actual Work by Trevor McKendrick. I learned about this just yesterday in the Slack that the regulars have. The regulars is a crew that meets every Friday at Mozart's, except for during COVID when we meet on Zoom. But we've been doing this for a very long time, more than 10 years, actually. And we just show up. It's an open invite thing. Lots of cool folks. And one of the regulars shared this, shared Trevor's little link. I'll put it in the show notes, of course, which will be at regular.fm/, where are we again? 120. regular.fm/120. This is new to me. Hadn't seen the stuff, but hopefully Trevor links to some of his older essays, this being one of them. And it's just a great little thought for the day, heading into a weekend. Efficiency is not an excuse, or is an excuse to do the right thing. It's not an excuse to lean on, to prevent us from doing something. You want to get in shape, you want to exercise, we don't need to go study that. Not at least not initially. Get down on the ground right now and do some push-ups. That's a great admonition. And, you know, the products that we want to build. Pick up a phone, call people. Hack together today a completely inefficient version to test your hypothesis. Get moving. It reminds me somewhat, I suppose, of what's his name? Dave Ramsey, I think. The financial advisor type radio personality, where one of his ideas, he really is a staunch advocate for just not carrying any personal debt, period, ever. Don't go into debt, that it's a big trap that lulls us all in. He's talking about households, individuals, but of course it applies to inside companies and in society and the government writ large. Debt. But the idea is, let's say you find yourself with a bunch of debts, credit card debt, mortgage, student loan debt, all these debts. What should you do? Which one should you pay off first? And the math would say, well, just simply start paying the one with the highest interest rate, because that will achieve the most savings. But his idea was stack them up and pay off the smallest one first. So maybe you owe $1,000 here with a low interest rate, and you owe $100,000 over here with a much higher interest rate. Nonetheless, pay off $1,000 first. And the idea was basically just simple psychology, that you want a victory. You want to count a win. You have this list of debts, and you want to be able to write a line through one of them and build on that momentum. So it's a similar kind of idea, that we can all, in the purest sense, sit around and imagine our designs and how to make everything optimal and efficient and all this stuff. But the reality is doing anything new, doing anything important is going to be a mess for a while. And it's only through doing that it becomes more important. And you can make something super efficient that perhaps you should never have been doing for very long in the first place. And so you want to test and find out that outcome sooner rather than later. So it's a great little bit. And Trevor's got a number of the other essays here. I'll probably read more of them over time. But a number of the other essays here are pretty cool. And I signed up for the newsletter. So we'll see how it goes. And I appreciate it, too, because this essay, I should do a word count here, see how long it is. It's pretty short. And so I truly wish, like, everybody at the regulars would do the same. Write an essay a week. Do the Austin Kleon Show Your Work thing. And then we could all share among each other, and some of that stuff would kick outside our community or network. Not to dive back into the John Taylor Gatto debate there on communities versus networks. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just for now, just have a lower ambition. It's just a network, not a community. Everybody's sharing their little bit, and we pass it around. Each of us are nodes in many different networks. So there's a much better way for things to course through than these strange, weird fame machines that are Twitter and Facebook and places like this. But that also is a topic for another day. So-called social media and all of that mess. So check out Trevor. I hope y'all are having a good one. And thanks, Brandon, for making me aware of this. Y'all be good.